This is the Aviat Merli of the 29th of March 2026. Original date, the 25th of October 2009. Become full of all treasures and give a vision of spirituality with your face and activity. Today, the bestower of all treasures is seeing his children who are the masters of his treasures. Each child is full of all treasures because the Father has given all of you children the same treasures at the same time. So Bapdada has come to meet his children who are the children and the masters. You children called out, and because of your love, the Father arrived here. There are many treasures. The first treasure of all is the wealth of this knowledge, and you have become so prosperous with the wealth of this knowledge. You have become great donors, and you continue to donate to others. Souls that were tied in different bondages have become free from those bondages through the treasures of this knowledge. From being tied in bondage, souls have become free from bondage. Along with that is the treasure of yoga, that is, of remembrance, through which you have attained so many powers. In the same way, through the inculcation of virtues, you have experienced all the virtues. That is, you have received the treasures. Along with those, with the power of inculcation, there is the power of everyone's love. You have received the treasure of the power of being loving to everyone and detached from everyone. You have experienced the treasure of everyone's love. As well as this, you have also experienced the treasure of limitless happiness in all Brahmin relationships. However, the special treasure amongst all of these treasures is the treasure of the time of the confluence age. Those souls who are constantly aware of the importance of the treasure of this time become the masters of many attainments. Because although the time of the confluence is very short, there is a lot of attainment received at this time. The greatest and most elevated attainment of the confluence age is that you have found the Father himself in the form of the Father, the teacher and the Satguru. In this short birth of the confluence age, you receive an achievement for 21 births. You have all the attainments of Tan, the body, Man, the mind, Dan, wealth, and Jan, relationships. You have the guarantee for your full 21 births, not half or three quarters, but for the full 21 births. The greatest importance is that each second of the confluence age is equal to many years. So speak. You are full of all these treasures, are you not? You are full, are you not? This is why Bapdada is constantly reminding you of the time. Some children believe that if they think of something else for just 1 or 2 minutes, then that it is just 2 minutes. However, according to the importance of this time, that is not 2 minutes. It is not even equal to 2 months, but it is equal to 2 years. The time of the confluence has this much importance. You have all attainments of all the powers, all the virtues, God's love, the love of the Brahmin family, and the right to the godly kingdom of the previous cycle. You have all of these attainments in this short age. You do not have all these attainments in any other age. You will have the fortune of the kingdom, but there will be the kingdom of all of you. There will be happiness, peace, everything. But it is only at this confluence age that you have meetings with God, supersensuous joy, the Brahmin family, and this knowledge of the beginning, middle, and the end. You will continue to receive this every cycle. Bapdada is seeing from the face of each of you children how many treasures you have accumulated. You have received the treasures. How much each of you has increased your account of accumulation is visible in your face and your activity. Each one of you knows for yourself how much you have accumulated. The desire of Bapdada's heart is that you receive the treasures. But now is not the time to just speak about them. Let your faces and activity give the practical experience of you souls being special, unique, and loved by God. Because as you progress further and times change, your service will not happen just with words. Because the times will become delicate, people will not be able to make much time to come, but they will see your spirituality from a distance, in your faces and actions that are full of all treasures. So now reveal such effort of yours. You saw Father Brahma, although he was part of a gathering, his personality was experienced from a distance to be sparkling. In the same way, Bapdada calls you double foreigners, double effort makers. Therefore today, Bapdada is pleased to see the double foreign instruments. You are making good effort for expansion. All of you are receiving very good sustenance from the instrument souls, and Bapdada likes one thing about all of you very much. It is that all of you souls have a gathering to meet one another, especially in Madhuban, because the atmosphere of Madhuban helps a great deal in providing refreshment. There is just the one responsibility of self-transformation and of serving with the mind. You have a good chance to exchange experiences with one another. Bapdada is congratulating you for this. Now, perform some wonders when you go back to your own places. Give the practical experience of the uniqueness that the Father loves, through which you will continue to experience the refreshment of Madhuban there. So today, it is the meeting of the special double effort makers group. Just look. The people of India have so much love for you that they give you the first chance. So the result of the first chance is to claim the first number. It feels good. Bapdada also told you earlier that the double foreigners and double effort-making children had revealed a special title of the Father, and in the majority of the places abroad, They have made the father's children emerge and created a picture of their fortune. This is why they are making effort with a lot of love everywhere. And through this, the task of the father, the world benefactor, is being revealed. This is why Babdada is giving every child congratulations. Wah, child, wah. Even now, just as the service of giving Baba's message in every corner of Bharat is continuing, in the same way, you have the enthusiasm to give the message in the countries that still remain, because there is no guarantee of the time. Babdada has told you in advance that anything can happen suddenly, and that is why you have to think of giving the message and of your own progress now, not sometime. In fact, Babdada has said that the words sometime do not seem right in the dictionary of Brahmins. Have the thought now and do it there and then. Do not say, I will see about it, I will do it. Do not use the language of leaving something to the future. This is why your mama also kept this aim. She used to remind everyone, if not now, then never. So, double effort making children, are you those who will do something right now? Or at some point in time? Those of you who think that you are those who will demonstrate this by doing something right now, raise your hands. I definitely have to do it. I have to do it. Not, I will do it at some point. I have to do it. Remember, keep your own chart. Babdada also told you earlier, after relating your chart of the whole day to Babdada at night, go to sleep by first clearing your head, and you will then be able to sleep well. This is because by telling Baba about whatever happens every day, you will remember the next day that you told Baba about it the day before, and that awareness helps you. You will then not have to go to the land of Dharamraj. You have already given it to Baba and transformed it, and so you will be saved from the land of Dharamraj. Now, next year, no one has seen it, but keep the aim, let alone a year. But for whatever short period of time, reveal in a practical way as soon as possible the hope that the Father has of revelation through your face and your activity. Do you have the courage? Then raise your hands. Do you have the courage? Do you? Okay, congratulations. Babdada is right now seeing the faith and the zeal and enthusiasm of courage in every child. However, do not reduce it when you go back on the plains. Continue to increase it. Constantly keep the key of the determined thought with you that Babdada gave you. I have to do it right now. Not at some time in the future. That time has now gone. It will happen. It has to happen, dot, dot, dot. Not that it will happen. It has to happen. Always remember your title of being a double effort maker that Babdada has given you. Babdada heard the result. Bharat and the countries abroad have not done anything less in terms of the plan of service that Babdada gave. The majority of places have used this blessing with zeal and enthusiasm, and Baba continues to receive the results from the different places. Whether it is the children of Bharat or the children abroad, Bapdada is giving multi-million-fold congratulations for putting everything into a practical form. Bapdada has now told you what you especially have to do practically this year. Let the sparkle be visible on your face. Whoever sees you, you have to be instruments for revelation. You have to reveal the Father. And so what do you have to do? Let your faces always be smiling. Let there be no thoughts or confusion. Bapdada has told you to remember two expressions now. Signal Maya to get out, and to experience yourselves to be in a guest house. This world does not belong to you, it is a guest house. You definitely have to return home now. Let the scenes of the home be visible in your minds and intellects. Then you will automatically feel that the home is here. You have a song. We now have to return home. Whether you are from Bharat or abroad, now give this experience in a practical way. Have unlimited disinterest. One's heart cannot become attached to a guest house. Constantly remember, I have to return. I have to go back. Unlimited disinterest would completely finish any type of thoughts in your mind or obstacles of Maya in gatherings among yourselves. The storms of Maya will become a gift for you. Then the small test papers that come to you will not seem like test papers, but they will seem like a lift to increase your experience. Gift and lift. Do you understand? Now keep the aim of having unlimited disinterest. Keep flying and make others fly with your wings of courage, zeal and enthusiasm. It is now time to fly. Always check that your wings are not becoming weak. Bapdada is pleased to see the growth of you double foreigners. What does he want to see now? That each child becomes complete and perfect, the same as the father, full of all treasures, and perfect in following every Srimat that you receive. Do you like that? If you like it, then you can applaud. Acha! Remember this applause every day. Clap in your mind every day. Do not clap externally, but in your mind. This is your homework. Acha! 2,300 brothers and sisters have come from 90 countries. Brothers and sisters from the five continents stood up according to the continent they came from. 1. America, Canada, Caribbean. 2. Australia, Asia, New Zealand, Fiji. 3. Europe, UK, Middle East. 4. Africa, South Africa, Mauritius. 5. Russia, CIS, Baltic region. All the places had the thought of making progress, and you also had spiritual chit-chats amongst yourselves. Bapdada continues to receive the news. Now prepare a group of those who remain ever ready. However many countries children have come from, Baptada will give a prize to those countries. The prize that will be given will be seen at that time. Baptada says to the group of double effort-making children from each area, this is for any group that becomes number one, however many centres there are in each city of one region. For example, take America. However many cities and countries are connected with America, let all of them discuss this amongst themselves and create a program there that they will all remain free from obstacles, ever ready, conquerors of Maya, loving and cooperative in service. Baptada will give a prize to those who are number one. Okay, not just one, but Baba will give prizes to three. One, two and three. Three numbers. Generally, it is given to just one. But you are double effort makers, and so a chance will be given to three. Do you like it? Yes, you can wave your hands. Do you like it? How much time do you need? You teachers should say how much time you need to claim the prize. Speak. The answer came by February. The teachers of all the countries raise your hands. Is that all right? You will be ready by then, will you not? Then Baptada will give a prize. Very good. You can applaud for this, Acha. The turn for Barrett will also come. Now it is your turn. Baptada is also pleased. Wah, intense effort-making children, wah. Acha. What are we going to do now? Acha. To all of you intense effort-makers everywhere, who fly with the wings of courage, zeal and enthusiasm. Not those who walk, but those who fly. To the children everywhere who are going to become complete and perfect like the Father, and who are seated on Baptada's heart throne. To those who constantly experience the combined form with the Father, and who take help from that form. To each long lost and now found loving child of the Father, Baptada's love, remembrance and namaste. Speaking to the daddies, all of you have helped the Father, have you not? The Yagya has continued and will continue with the help of both the children and the Father. You are also instruments for this, are you not? In the corporeal form, one said one thing and the other did it. You have been cooperative with one another and are flying. Baptada is pleased to see you flying. Daddy Janki said that it was a wonder of Daddy Gulzar. She is with you anyway. It is Baptada's pure desire that all of you who are instruments be visible as one. Not that you are seen to be different, but all are seen to be one. One said something and another one gave her idea and you become united. This is why the Yagya is still continuing. It is continuing with the unity of all of you. Externally it may not be visible, but in your thoughts and ideas remain as one and move forward in that, because everyone's vision is now on all of you. Acha. Blessing. May you be a constantly powerful soul and purify the atmosphere with your elevated attitude. Those whose elevated attitude remains constantly stable cannot be shaken by any atmosphere or vibration. An atmosphere is created with your attitude. If your attitude is elevated, the atmosphere will become pure. Some say, "What can I do? The atmosphere was like that, and because of that atmosphere, my attitude was disturbed." At that time, instead of being a powerful soul, you became a weak soul. Therefore, make your attitude powerful by remaining aware of your promise, and you will become powerful. Slogan: to become an embodiment of virtues and make everyone an embodiment of virtues is to be a great donor. Aviat signal: make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. Have real love for one another, and you will never assume anything about a loving soul. Loving words, although ordinary, would not be felt as such. Words spoken lightly will feel as though those words have been spoken for some purpose. They are not meaningless or wasteful words. Where there is love, there will definitely be faith. So, in the Brahmin family, have love for and faith in one another, and have a completely faithful intellect. Only then will you be able to fulfill the hopes of Father Brahma. Om Shanti.